Valerie Burns' house is overflowing with life. Packed with flowers, berries, milkweed, and bee houses, Valerie has created an oasis for pollinators within her 5-acre plot in Minocqua. In the air, there's a constant buzz from various species of bees, butterflies, moths, hummingbirds, and flies that she creates such a welcoming home for. Valerie says that for the past year, she and her daughter Rachel have dedicated much of their time and energy to creating an environment conducive for these pollinators to thrive. Doing so doesn't allow for the most manicured lawn, but the Burns family wouldn't have it any other way.
Both my husband and I have backgrounds in wildlife and biology, so we like to see as much in the way of native, or I should say wild animals and plants, everything coming in. We like it that way, so we're more apt to let things go and still try and keep a semblance of order to some degree, but we like that diversity, and we like, you know, we don't mind the snakes, the bats, the spiders, the things like that.
The population of pollinators in Wisconsin has been threatened by habitat loss, with native plants being replaced by non-native plant species, mowed lawns, or roadways. Valerie explains the steps she and her daughter Rachel have taken to personally combat pollinator decline.
So we're providing them with food, we're providing them with nesting areas. They've got plenty of shelter with the foliage, the wood piles, what have you. Like I said, the little water dishes, shallow water, drinking water dishes. The lack of pesticide in the form of sprays or liquids that go into the ground.
They consider everything, down to the point of leaving driftwood in the pond in case pollinators fall in so they do not drown. Valerie says they are making effort to involve their family members as well.
I have a feeling there's going to be some family members that get bee houses for Christmas this year.
This mother-daughter duo is part of a larger movement in the Northwoods to combat pollinator decline. In Oneida County, several pollinator gardens are grant-funded, with locations at the Healing Nature Center, the Oneida County Courthouse, the Three Lakes Center for the Arts, and the Three Lakes Historical Society. Even though Valerie acknowledges she cannot change the problem single-handedly, she believes every little bit helps.
If you don't like the situation, then you have to be part of the solution, regardless of how small that is. You have to help out. There's no other way. If you don't like it, change it.
And for those who want to be a part of the solution, Valerie stresses you do not have to go to great lengths.
Any little bit helps. So if you put up a bee house, great. If you don't and just have a bunch of flowers, that's great. I guess the biggest thing I would say, the biggest thing is the lack of use of chemical. And that's because that's so encompassing for so many species of so many things, whether it be plants or animal, from birds and butterflies to our own, you know, well water to the plants. It comes full circle again and That's the big powerful thing to me.
Valerie says her plants grow much better without using any chemicals and advises natural substitutes such as vinegar to get rid of unwanted plants or weeds.
But there are ways to get rid of that rather than spraying the heck out of everything. There's alternative methods, and people always gravitate towards the easiest, and they think, you know, reach for whatever's on the shelf at your local store.
Rachel says she is motivated to help pollinators because she appreciates how important they are for maintaining a healthy ecosystem.
That could truly impact how the world works. And I guess that just knowing that I can do my own little part to help, that really kind of is what inspires me.
Valerie explains why she is so committed to helping pollinators thrive.
I think there's a sense, a false sense of safehood that, things will always get better. There's always, someone's behind this. They'll fix it. We can always rely, okay, so it's just one bumblebee. There's, you know, 15 other species to take its place or whatever. That's a false sense of security. And we're responsible. We're supposed to be the safe keepers of the land and of what's in it. So that's what drives me.
For WXPR News, I'm Nora Eckert.